My name is Courtney Summers. I am with Nadine on Zoom. On Unmute, Arts Abilities Festival is Africa's premier integrated arts platform that presents a display of collaborative artistic works by artists with mixed abilities and from mixed styles, music, dance, drama, visual arts, etc. It's a week-long event of activities that occurs annually during the International Month for Persons Living with Disabilities in November and December. Presenting theatre, live performance, live exhibitions, installations, site-specific shows, outdoors and in public art performance that take place in and around Cape Town. With me, I have Nadine McKenzie on Zoom, the artist director for Unmute Arts Ability. Welcome to the show, Nadine. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thanks. And yourself?
I'm fine. What is Arts Ability?
The Arts Ability Festival is an inclusive festival, arts festival that was founded in 2013 by Unmute. It's a festival whereby we bring together artists with and without disabilities to showcase their works, artistic works, whether it's music, dance, visual arts, you name it, anything artistic. And we also have a platform whereby we have a space where artists can come together and create work together collaboratively, artists with and without disabilities. So that is the main focus within the festival, is to bring together artists with and without disabilities to work together and perform together on the same platform.
Please tell us more about your role with Artsability.
My role in the festival, I am one of the founders of the festival, and curator and a festival manager as well.
How was this started?
It was started in 2013. Prior to the festival, myself and my colleagues, we've been doing inclusive work for many years. And we felt that there were not any at all in South Africa specifically inclusive platforms. We've ourselves performed on many platforms and stages within the country that have not been fully inclusive or accessible for artists with disabilities. So that was one of the reasons or inspirations behind starting the festival, whereby we wanted to not only create inclusive works, but also have inclusive theatres and platforms where audiences, diverse audiences, can come and experience works. So that was one of the main reasons of why we started the festival.
Wow. How has COVID impacted the festival?
It's been quite challenging, especially last year. We were not able to have the festival live in the theatres as at previous years. And for the first time ever, we presented the festival online, whereby all the performances were presented online on our social media and YouTube channel. But fortunately, this year, we've been able to get slowly move back into theatre and present works back in the theatre again.
That's great. What is the importance of having this event during the month of persons living with disabilities?
The importance behind it is there's so many holidays in our calendar, but International Month or International Day for Persons Living with Disabilities is not fully celebrated. There are still so many people within the country that doesn't even know this day or this month exists. So it is quite important for us as the festival to create that awareness and to make people more familiar with these kind of works and platforms, and celebrating artists with disabilities in South Africa.
Is this an event for the entire family?
Yes, definitely. So anybody's welcome, from the youngest to the oldest in the family.
Is there anything else you want to say or would like to say?
Just to invite anybody who would like to come and see some theatre performances. There'll be dance, theatre, a bit of music as well, starting on the 1st of December until the 4th of December. We have every evening at Artscape Theatre at 8 o'clock every night. And tickets are available on Computer, and it's 120 Rand to purchase a ticket to come and see the performances.
Thanks for joining us today, Nadine.
Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. Anytime. Bye.